What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You have a new text message.
Hope
And they are showing up around the clock.
Hey.
I was texting back to some of you yesterday afternoon around 2 o'clock. I logged in to see what was up. You can always send your messages. They're anonymous. It's Text Roulette. Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Will we answer your question today? Get those questions in. Radar?
Let's do it.
Spin that wheel. That little AI wheel that shoots off that number.
19.
Yeah, 19.
Let's do this 19.
19, kind of snotty yecked and real rude. This is about going to the drive-thru. What is this? What? This question. Do I have a problem that when I get food through the drive-thru, I have to eat it in the car because I can't wait to get back to the office or home?
What?
We've had like people talking about estrangements and neighbor issues. And I mean, look, we literally said you can throw any question out there and we'll do our best to answer it. And it sounds heartfelt. I don't know that.
Do they have a problem?
It's a problem to do that. I mean, look, talk about self-restraint. If you are someone that can get an order of cheese curds from Culver's and not eat them right away in the drive-thru, I need to know what your secret is, because you can't, or fry, you can't resist that. You can't resist.
Is it just taking a little bit, or is it like eating the whole meal? And you get home and you're like, hey, brought you guys something. Yeah, no, I'm already done. Yeah, I'm done already. I'm out in the car. Just wolfed it. Gone.
Do I have a problem that when I get food through the drive-thru, I have to eat it in the car because I can't wait to get back to the office or home?
You're the only person who does this, if you are. There's nobody else that eats everything. You don't just sit
there
and mow it.
I don't know how you can eat all of it. That's not ideal. It's not ideal. It's not ideal for... My husband has long legs, and he can actually drive the steering wheel with his knee. So for him, it's easy for him to do that.
Kids listening who are getting your license this year, do not drive with your knees. That is dangerous.
Like my nephew who just got his license last week.
Yeah, no.
No, but he can actually do that. I can't. I'm not tall enough to do that. So if we go to someplace fast food, typically he's the one driving and I'm in the passenger seat because then I can actually eat my food. But I don't ideally like to do that.
You're not supposed to drive with your knees. This has turned into eating in the drive-thru to driving with your knees. Two hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, and for the person that sent this question in, it sounds like you might just be someone that really enjoys the excitement of your food.
Nobody else is going to say that they eat their food in the car. I mean, yeah, but, like you said, like I'm going to try a fry and then come home or go back to the office. You don't sit there and just... wolf it all down in the car.
But how do you feel about eating in the car? Do you feel like this is a comfort to you, or do you feel like this is a habit and maybe one that you want to break?
Yeah, it's kind of a bad
habit. But if you're eating it in the car that quickly before you get back to work or home, and the intention was to eat it at those places, are you really enjoying the food when you're eating it that quickly? I mean, it's called fast food for a reason.
Right.
I'm curious if they're alone in this. Again, I wouldn't, but it's because I can't. I wouldn't be able to without getting the food all over myself. So if I do have to eat in the car, I'm not getting a Jimmy John's or a Butterburger from Culver's. Right? I have to eat something I can grab piece by piece. So I would just, to hold me over, again, get the cheese curds or something like that, because I couldn't actually do it.
You're not eating the chili from Quick Trip, which I get all the time when I get my mom a soup, and then I sit there and go, how can I drive and do this? I'm not going to pull.
And that's the stuff that Eric will do.
Eric and drive with my niece.
My husband will do that.
I will just sit here and just eat the chili before I leave. I mean,
he
obviously.
He will do that.
But it's not the. But then if I have a sandwich, then I'm going to eat that while I drive without letting go of the wheel with my knees and stuff.
Jesus, take the wheel. That's the prayer that I say when he's doing that.
Anybody else?
414-432-1099. You can text in. You can call in. Do you devour your food like this mixed listener the second you get it when you go through a drive-thru? And they're asking, do I have a problem that when I get food through the drive-thru, I have to eat it in the car because I can't wait to get back to the office or home?
Interesting.
I don't feel this is a problem.
But you maybe should try and
slow down a little bit. Well, what do you all think? Again, they're looking for your reaction here. It's Text Roulette on the Mix.
Your calls and opinions coming up next after a break from our sponsors.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We've got so many calls to get to this morning. Mama Bear Missy is up first. It's Elizabeth and Radar with Text Roulette. And real quickly, if you missed the question this morning that was sent into the text line, do I have a problem that when I get food through the drive-thru, I have to eat it in the car because I can't wait to get back to the office or home?
Slow down in life.
Mama Bear Missy, what are your thoughts? Do you eat right away? You're busy with all your kids. Do you do this?
I mean, I don't, but my kids do. As soon as we get like a fast food, like Jimmy John's or McDonald's or Culver's or anything like that, they automatically want that food right away, and they can't wait the 10 minutes before we go home. So, I mean, I kind of feel for them in that sense, but then in another sense, in the medical profession that I'm in, I'm wondering if it's more of a disease for them that they just have to scarf everything down because they feel like they need to eat it right away, and they can't cope with that. So in a two senses, like, is it a big issue for that certain person, or is it just because the food is there?
Right. And I also go back to, they framed it in such a way of, is this a problem? And then reached out to the radio station, which does maybe tell me there's something more going on here, that they feel like this is a habit instead of comfort. And maybe they do need to just work on not doing that, on slowing down, enjoying the food. Like we talked about, the safety of driving. You probably aren't supposed to be eating the chili and driving with your knee like my husband.
Right. Mama Bear, thank you so much.
I mean, and another question would be, too, like, do you get indigestion after that? How do you feel after scarfing all your food down? Do you have to get some more food?
Yeah, maybe go inside and sit down and just kind of, I know it's fast food, but you need to just sit down and eat it slower instead of just trying to, like you said, scarf it down, big time house it, boom,
okay, but
now
here,
keep driving.
But we've got Psychology Linda who texted in and said, nope, not a problem.
What?
Most times food is near cold when you get it home. I usually eat while driving. Eating tacos, though, while driving, not a good idea, LOL.
No.
All right. Thanks so much for reaching out, Mama Bear Missy. We appreciate it.
Yep. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. We're trying to solve this text roulette question for this mixed listener. Let's go to line number two. Candace, again, the question was, do I have a problem that when I get food through the drive-thru, I have to eat it in the car because I can't wait to get back to the office or home? What do you think?
I am the same way. Absolutely. My husband and I talk about this all the time, because when we're at a drive-thru, he's like, let's pick something up and go home. I hate cold food.
And that's what we had people texting in.
And you love to just eat it right away, right then and there.
Exactly. Well, I'm like, can we just park?
Can we? Right. And like, there's times too where you've got to get the napkin, and then all of a sudden, if you're not the one driving, they take a turn too sharp and you're not ready for it.
Or your wife, like my wife, Jess, scarfs her food down and she goes, you want me to drive? And I'm like, no, I know. And especially on road trips, I'm like, no, I don't want you driving. I will just sit here slowly and eat. We'll just be 10 minutes behind our regular time we're supposed to be at the hotel. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. My husband will not eat in the car. He will not eat and drive. He doesn't feel safe doing so, which I appreciate.
Right.
Meanwhile, my husband's very reckless. He's over there. Back to eating the tacos in the car.
Right.
He's in the hot sauce. He's cutting it up. He's spreading the guac. He's got sour cream.
Absolutely. You've got a whole bar right there in front, right on the dashboard. Are you kidding
Taco
me?
Taco bar.
He's right there. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for calling in, Candace. Okay,
absolutely.
So what
we
we're learning is,
day.
Thank you so much. The eating and driving part is not the best idea. Here's a text that they signed their name. My name is Chris. I am a professional driver for Amazon, and I go through drive-thrus a lot, and I do the same thing. I eat all of it while in the car or in my vehicle. And no, it's not a problem. It's convenience for me.
There you go.
It's convenience. And the food is warm, so maybe this isn't actually a problem. Just think about, again, we talked about safety and your gut and how you're digesting the food, perhaps.
And maybe you want to hit a car wash once in a while and use their vacuums, because I'm sure there's stuff all over
there
your car.
There definitely is. This was such a random off-the-wall question, but I absolutely loved it. So thanks for everybody that participated. We're going to send this audio back to the mixed listener. And what can we solve for you? Send your question in. We are going to do this all morning long. Text roulette. We do this at the 20s. We could be reading your question at 414-432-1099.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars.
Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.